All right, Richard, the next one, I drove more than you. You got to sit in it and see it a little bit, but I had the opportunity to actually drive it, and that's a Genesis GV70. You drove the 80 not that long ago, so I got to drive the 70, which is a little smaller version of that 80, if you would. And folks that are listening, in case you don't know, Genesis is the luxury brand of Hyundai. That's probably the best way for me to say that, right, Richard?
Yes, but don't get it mistaken, and Genesis is very quick to correct you. They are a standalone brand from it. They've got some look-alike materials, but a lot of it is pretty special to Genesis, right?
Right. It's its own. Yeah, you're not going to find any of their other lines of vehicles, if you would. They are their own company, yes.
And like you said, we talked about this, and we actually talked about the GV80 because that was the car that Tiger Woods was involved in with the crash. And so the GV70 is just kind of this smaller version of it, and it is in that luxury mode. But again, Dad, you look at this car, it looks really nice how they've done the dual exhaust. They've done the lines on this vehicle. It looks phenomenal. The safety factor, which again, you saw, a lot of folks saw with the Tiger Woods incident, is next level. But it also gives you some of the sportiness feel without paying the, let's be honest, I think this car is in the 60s.
Yes.
And a lot of other comparable cars are in the 80s.
That's right. Yeah, it's 20 grand cheaper than what you would find in BMW, Mercedes, some of the other high-end brands. And I will tell you, after driving this car, and I'm not sad to say this because actually I was pleasantly surprised. The more I drove it, the more I wanted to keep it.
Interesting. Well, and that we don't get cars. So we get a lot of cars we like, folks, right? And we like to drive and all that sort of stuff. But sometimes we get cars like that, right? Where you get them and at first, Dad, you're not sure.
Right.
But then the more you drive it, the more you enjoy it. And it does take a little getting used to just based on the controls and stuff. But once you get inside and you really start not only looking around, Dad, but feeling around, yes, you are paying $60,000 and some change, or you know, a little bit more than $60,000 for this car as it's priced out, which we usually kind of get top of the line trim.
That's right.
But it feels like it actually should be priced higher than that. And we don't necessarily say that all the time, right?
No, that's right. You're right. The creature comforts in this, your wife loved it. My probably only complaint on it, by the way, power was great, quietness, interior, all that fabulous. I know we're running out of time here, Richard, but probably my only complaint is back seat a tad small, and the way the rear slopes, there's not a ton of extra cargo room. I mean, really, this is a luxury car for two people that occasionally have maybe a second or a third or fourth passenger in that back seat. But otherwise, if you're a two-person family looking for a really nice luxury SUV, this is it.
Absolutely. And then, like you say, like a lot of other manufacturers, but like Toyota and some of those, they do have some inventory.
Mm-hmm.
So we encourage folks to get out, and especially this car, Dad, if they've got it on the lot, sit in it, get yourself in it, get your friends in it and your family, experience it. And when you do, let them know that John and Richard Rush from Rush to Reason and Drive Radio sent you.